I was at UCF watching my brother, and I mean watching the whole team. And Gus actually wanted me to talk to the receivers. He's like, "Hey, you know, 20 minutes, come talk to the receivers real quick." And I'm like, "I gotta go. I got phone calls I'm about to be on." Went home, showered, I got a gym down there in Orlando that that I run. So I was sitting in the conference room there, and as soon as 12 o'clock hit, it all just started going and going. And as soon as I heard Jacksonville, I was like, "Thank God they called." I was like, thank God. I wanted to come back to Florida. I wanted to be around, you know, guys that I knew, you know, coach that I loved, and, you know, the team's great. Shoot, we could never beat them. You know what I mean? So came here, and, you know, soon as they sent it in, you know, negotiations went, and then boom, I was like, yeah, I'm a Jaguar, man. Pretty easy decision.
You talked about the coaches. Just what does Doug Peterson, you know, do for you? And I guess Chad Hall, obviously you've already worked with him. What did those two coaches, you know, mean for you, and why you chose to come to Jacksonville?
Well, yeah, I mean, Chad's like family. Was with him for 3 years in Buffalo. Again, family first. And no matter if I was here or somewhere else, I still talk to Chad, you know, on the regular. So he's definitely a dear friend of mine. And I was also able to have some friends that's been through here and also play here, Christian Kirk, and I know Zay Jones. And I've talked to Trevor before, but being able to get some real insight on, you know, how this place is run on Doug and how this is a great place to be. One of my buddies, Jacob Harris, who I played at UCF with, was here for a short while, and he gave me some real good insight on, you know, Jacksonville is the place to be, and you'll be happy here. So I had some good people to tell me some good things, so it made my decision a lot easier.
Like having Mitch Morris come down here and join the team with you.
Yeah, I mean, that's, as soon as I saw him sign, I was like, yeah, it's destined to be. You know what I mean? Mitch is my guy, a vet guy who I trust, great player, great leader, great teammate, and, you know, he's helped me a lot in this league, and I'm so happy to be coming to a new place but still with a lot of familiar faces. So it makes this process a lot easier.
The idea of playing with Trevor, if you've seen him from afar, what does that kind of mean to you?
Yeah, it's funny because I was talking a little bit ago about how in high school I went to the Nike Spark Camp down in Atlanta, and I'm looking at Trevor like, oh, you know, I was nobody, dude. I wasn't nobody. And, you know, you got this Clemson quarterback here who just, as soon as you saw him throw, you knew how talented he was. And now for it to be, you know, years and years later, and me being able to play with him is awesome. I mean, he's such a great player. From what I heard, he's a great leader. So I'm just excited to be able to, you know, see it firsthand.
What do you feel like you bring to the table? I mean, everyone knows you're a field stretcher. You're able to get down the field, but how do you feel like you fit into this Jags offense?
You know, I feel like I can do it all. You know, I did so much when I was at Buffalo, whether if it was, you know, catching deep balls or, you know, lead blocking through the C gap. I mean, I feel like I'm very versatile and can, you know, play any type of game that need to be played, whichever week, any other week, you know. So that, I feel like that's what I bring. I was a 24-year-old captain at Buffalo. I feel like I got good leadership skills, and I was voted back-to-back hardest worker there as well. That's what I try to prove to my teammates, that they can trust me because they see the sacrifice that I put in for my team. And they see that, you know, I love this game and I don't take it for granted because it's brought me so much. So I try to show the guys that, you know, when times are tough, they can depend on me.
When did you first cross paths with Zay and Christian, and how did you guys become tight?
I crossed paths with Zay a couple times. I think 2 years ago, I think out of the Super Bowl, and then again as well in Vegas. I saw him at a restaurant. We were chopping it up for a little bit. And then Kirk is in the same kind of circle of friends that I'm in. So I was able to hang out with him last year at the Masters and stuff. I got to know him a little bit. So, yeah.
Who's the common friend in that circle?
Kyle Allen and okay. Josh Allen.
Yep. Yeah.
Gabe, when you were in Buffalo, what was the perception, I should say, of the Jaguars?
They're a tough team. They play good, sound football. And they're going to give it to you to the clock, you know, hits zero. And freak, we were, especially last year, I mean, it was a dogfight all the way to the end. And just, you got respect for teams like that.
You said you wanted to get back to Florida. Was that because you're a Florida guy and the Buffalo winters were killing you a little bit?
I mean, it's just because, you know, I feel like the opportunity here was good. And again, being able to be around my family, football's not long, and to have them be able to come enjoy these moments with me, because one day it'll be over. So to be able to come home, to be on a great team, and to be with a guy that I trust is going to make me better was big.
When you signed, when you agreed, did you think Calvin was going to be back here?
Yeah, I didn't. I thought Calvin was going to be here, but I know there was that chance that he wasn't.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I got respect, a lot of respect for Calvin. I mean, I was a fan of him back when he was at Alabama. So whether he was here, you know, or not, you know, still happy for him for what he got over at Tennessee. Would have loved to have him here. He's a great player and a great person.
What did you think of the facility? I'm sure you got a chance to see some of the different things in it.
Yeah, no, top tier facility. From where I came from too, that's top tier. But coming here is you know, nothing really different. So I'm happy that, you know, I didn't get the F grade that some of these teams got. So I'm happy to come somewhere where, you know, all around it's just a great place to be.
Did they talk to you about their vision for you in the offense here?
No. We were about to go talk about that in a little bit. So.
All right, you guys good? Gabe, last one for me, just to confirm. You were born in Fernandina Beach?
I was born in Fernandina Beach. People think I was born in Sanford, though. So, didn't tell anybody about that.
Did you spend the whole time up here or just?
No, Sanford guy. But I was born here, though. My mom, back there, if everyone wants to look at her, she hates when people does that. Yeah, no, she went to school here, grew up here a little bit over in Fernandina Beach, and so it's kind of funny that a Jags game was her first game, and now she has a son playing for the Jags, so it comes full circle, and I know she's proud and happy, and she's free for interviews. If you guys want her to come up here, she's free to come up here and talk about it. So.
Super excited, and just the love was there, mutual interest, and the opportunity, and just couldn't turn it down. So, yeah, excited and happy to be here.
What did you know about the Jags before you came here, and what are you excited about offering to them?
Honestly, not much, but as far as what I have to offer, just explosiveness, you know, just excitement, you know, speed, physicality, and, you know, just excited to, you know, play my game and bring my game to Jacksonville.
Been on the opposite sideline from Trevor Lawrence a few times. What did you know about 16 going in?
Yeah, no, he can sling it. Great arm, and yeah, definitely wasn't fun going against him, especially that 22 year.
You obviously are a great return specialist, but what did they talk to you about in terms of your receiving ability? How do they plan to sort of utilize you, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, nothing like for sure yet, but was in the works of, you know, just have an opportunity, get on the field, make plays, get the ball in my hands, and, you know, things of that nature.
Jamal Agnew was here. I mean, how much did you know about him? How much did you sort of reflect on your game toward his? And have you talked to him before, things like that?
I haven't really talked to him a lot. Talked to him, like pregame and stuff when we played Jacksonville. But, no, definitely great, great player. You watched him a lot, and, he was great at what he did.
Have you thought at all about the new proposed kickoff rule that they're going to be voting on later in the offseason?
Nah, not really. I haven't put too much thought into it. I've heard about it, but I haven't put too much thought into it, but I have heard about it.
Is it important for you to get a shot at receiver? I mean, is that a big priority? Or?
I mean, yeah, it's definitely important, you know, just getting on the field, more ways to, you know, touch the ball, impact the game is, you know, definitely a vision of mine.
Was there any connection or anybody on the team or in the coaching staff that you knew previously? Either from college or?
Nah, yeah, no, there wasn't really any, you know, prior connection that I've had with, you know, any staff members.
So just kind of, they gave you a call and said Jacksonville's interested?
Yeah, for sure.
Was there ever a chance for you to return to Baltimore, or did you know going in you probably were not going to come back?
I mean, I just kind of, after the season, just kind of weighed out all my options. I mean, you know, and, you know, just wanted to seek out the best opportunity, you know, for myself and for my future. So, I mean, whether that was Baltimore or not, I just felt Jacksonville was, you know, a good shot.
Before you signed, did you call anybody and then do some homework on Doug Peterson or any of the guys here?
A little bit. And then, you know, I kind of watched from afar over the, you know, past couple years. So, yeah, that's kind of where I was at that standpoint.
Yeah.
playing them twice the last 2 years. Just what was your impression of them from afar as a whole, you know, just the team in general?
Yeah, no, good. It was a good young squad, good young quarterback, and, you know, felt like it would, they could only go up.
So what drew you to the Jaguars? Was it just the phone call and you were like, this is perfect? Or?
No, it was more than a phone call. Doug, of course, and I played with him. We had success before. He a great coach, so I didn't have no problem at all coming back to play for him. So, like, it wasn't like, no, like, I don't know. Like, once my agent told me, I was like, all right, like, yeah, I'm down. And then, you know, my agent got it done.
State, so did the section of Florida have a little special place in your heart?
Yeah, I was planning on moving back out Florida anyway this year, so it really was like a blessing. It was like the Lord answered my prayers, like, hey, you could work out there too. So,
what was their sort of sell to you? I mean, like, what, how did they see you fitting in the defense? What did they talk to you about?
You know, like, I got a background of playing man. Like, that's what I came in the league doing. That's what I did all through college, all through my career. You know, different places I went to, we ran different schemes, and I got better at doing that. But my number one thing always been playing man. I was always a bump and run corner from the Buffalo days. So it wasn't really that much they had to sell to me.
Did you know Ryan Nielsen? Did you meet Ryan at all throughout your journey? Or?
Not throughout the journey, no.
Right. Did you know about his defense? Yeah. Trying to bring here to Jacksonville?
Yeah, once, you know, they reached out, my agent reached out, because I, you know, did my little research and stuff. But, like, you know, it fits how I play and how I like to play, too. So.
What do you like about playing man?
Does
that fit your personality?
Simple. No, I can run. Ain't too much thinking. Ain't too much eye work. Like, you just, I can run. So, like, I ain't worried about nobody running by me. It's just, like, as long as your technique, I feel like as long as your technique good at the line, you know, you could, like, stop a lot of things. And then once you keep practicing it and through camp and just, you know, keep doing it, you start to get the feel for releases, routes, it all start to look the same. And you, like, you know, chest to chest with someone, so it make the pass even harder to throw and complete.
You kind of fought through a bunch of injuries in your career. Is that sort of a source of pride that you've been able to kind of, I think, what, two ACLs?
Mm-hmm.
That you've been able to kind of persevere through all that?
It ain't no surprise to me, because I know my mindset and how my body feel. It's like the times that I tore my ACLs, I was playing like great ball. Like, I felt great. And it was, they all was like non-contact, both of them. It's like me landing funny and things like that. So, like, last year, especially towards the second half, when, like, I was really getting my legs back under me, I was feeling great. And, like, right now I feel great. I can still run, feel good. So, yeah, it wasn't that much.
That you were proud of, really overcome all through all that. Not surprised, I'm sorry.
You said what?
A source of pride that you were able to overcome.
My bad. Yeah, I ain't really feel prideful. Like, that's what I was saying. Like, I already knew I was going to bounce back. Especially after going through it the first time, I knew what I had to do for the second time. So it helped me, like, a lot. But, like, now that you say it, yes, you know, I feel good. It's good.
Would you like to settle into not a position, but a team in a city bounced around so much lately?
Of course, you don't gotta keep moving and stuff like that, but you know, just the Lord had planned for me, so I'm just gonna make sure wherever I go, I put the best film out there and, you know, play hard.
What kind of challenge is that to move around like you have for your friends and family? And
not too much my friends and family, just moving the furniture and stuff. That's probably the hardest thing, moving itself. That's like, you just get tired of packing stuff up. Like, I done had the same little couch, same bed, like, just my travel gear, so, yeah.
Put them on the speed dial, right?
Yeah, so, yeah, that's how it is.
Bittersweet to leave the DMV, though,
Yeah, this is my second time playing there. I was with Washington during COVID, but, you know, couldn't nobody come to games or nothing, but it was cool playing out Baltimore, and, you know, we did good last year, so home will always be home. I grew up there. I don't care. Like, I went to school out here, FSU, so, like, I ain't pressed to be back home. Ain't nothing there.
What kind of receivers, Devin, probably matched up with them a little bit, obviously, last year at times, you know, practice stuff?
Who?
Devin
Duvernay. Oh, Duvernay, he a hard worker, for one. He can run, for two. And, like, yeah, he a playmaker, especially on special teams, too. Kick return, punt return, like, yeah, that's my boy.
Playing here against the Jags last year, just from a distance, what was your kind of impression of them?
A young team, and they talented. And the atmosphere was crazy, a night game. And, like, it's a lot of talent here. That's why I had no problem coming here, because there's a bunch of guys that want to win, and, you know. And
coming from, like, a successful team, was that big to you, coming to a team that wants to be and expects to play in big games?
Yeah. You said coming from a, say that again?
Coming from a successful team, was that important to you to come to a team that expects to play big games?
Yeah, I don't, you know, it's, I didn't did it before, going to teams that didn't really have it all the way together. Then, like, early years, a new head coach and stuff, and you got to deal with just that early year. But, like, I know this team, you know, is moving forward, moving up.
You mentioned Doug. What did you like about playing for Doug Peterson?
I've been saying it all day. He's a straightforward coach. Like, that's all you ask for in a coach. And, you know, he's going to make sure you work hard. He gonna make sure, you know, things get done the way they need to get done. And he liked to win just as much as the players. And, like, I trust in his schemes and, like, he has success. Like, he a great coach.
A couple more for you. What is your expectation in terms of playing on the outside, playing inside, doing a little bit of both, where you fit in with this defense?
Of course, like, I always played outside my whole career. But, you know, whatever the team needs from me, I'm gonna do. Like, I proved that last year. It was games I didn't start at all in Baltimore, and I had to just play kickoff and jam on punt return block. But I went out there because that's what the team needed from me at that time. So whatever, you know, I'm just trying to win.
Other corners in the room already are kind of younger. Have you had a chance to talk to any of them since you started?
Nah, not yet. Okay. Yeah.
Significance of the hat.
Oh, no, I just got this. I was out Vegas one time and I went through this. It's frisky. I ain't saying I'm frisky. I just like the hat. It went with the shoes. That's all.
Where do you keep the Super Bowl ring?
Super Bowl ring is at my dad's house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Charge it?
Oh, no. Don't I got it? It's at the crib, right? My dad got it, right? Yeah, it's at my dad's house because she made a little shrine in the house and stuff with all the little footballs and rings. Yeah, it's at my dad's house, though. I know it's either or. I can't remember.
All right, thanks, Robin.
All right.
How did this all come together for you? How excited are you to be here in Jacksonville?
I'm really excited. I think it's such a long process as far as just, like, it just feels like dragged, like, really, it's like it's just dragged out, kind of. So to finally, you know, figure out where you're going and to get here and have all the same feels that you had when you made the decision, it feels good. So I'm happy to be here.
Made Jacksonville so intriguing, I guess.
Yeah, I just think the energy, you know, just the energy from the coaches, just everybody here, you know. I kind of had a feel for that, you know, just during the whole process, and it stayed true since I've gotten here, so I'm excited.
Florida selling point
at
all?
I mean, yeah, warm weather, of course.
Did you have any connections to anybody on the roster, coaches, that may have, you know, helped make a sales pitch?
Well, I did. I worked with Corey Robinson. I worked with him over when I was in college at Maryland. So, you know, he's a good guy. I've been around him for a long time. I think he knows me. So I feel like he put out a pretty good pitch.
What part of your game do you think was the biggest selling point from Jaguars?
I just think my versatility. I can do a lot of different things. I've been playing pretty much safety these past, you know, few years, but I really truly believe I can move around and just do anything on the defensive side of the ball. So I'm excited for that and ready to get to work.
Is that the plan for you to move around a lot?
We'll see.
Okay.
I mean, I just got here today. You know, I just landed a few hours ago. We ain't really talking, you know, ball like that yet. So, you know, I'm just excited to just, you know, put memes to faces and just meet everybody and feel all the good vibes around here.
Have you heard anything about Doug Peterson or Ryan Nielsen before signing with the team?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, Doug Peterson, he's, you know, Super Bowl guy. He won one out as a player and as a coach, I'm pretty sure, right? You guys fact check me on that. I might be wrong. Yeah. So, obviously that. And then, you know, Coach Nielsen, you know, he's been around. He's coached a lot of great players. And he's just his energy. He's a get-after-it kind of guy, you know, so I like that.
Was there how difficult of a decision was this? Was there a lot of teams coming after you? Like, did you have your pick of the litter? You know, how did this kind of?
Well, yeah, it's I mean, it's always a difficult decision when you basically pick it up and move it to a whole, you know, new location. But it's kind of one of those things you kind of got to go with your gut a little bit, you know. I was talking to just a couple of my friends that are, you know, in the NFL too, and I feel like our whole lives, we just kind of pick up and go, and we get adjusted. That's kind of what we do. You know what I'm saying? That's what people do in general, as far as whether it be a job or anything. So I just kind of look at it like that, and then, you know, you just got to trust your gut. You can't go into the thing with anything with bad vibes. You're not really going to get too much good out of it. So.
Do you see yourself as a chess piece on defense? Is that where you view yourself as a safety? Is that kind of where defenses are headed, you think, that positionless?
Well, I mean, I feel like I can play anywhere. You know, at the end of the day, I got to do what, you know, my coach is asking me and what my teammate asking, or my teammates asking me. So, you know, I'm here to be the best player and the best teammate I could possibly be. I got a question for y'all, though.
What you got?
Do it.
All right.
No, I'm like,
it's food related.
It's food related.
I knew it.
All right, so look, you got to get rid of one, okay? So we got bagels, waffles, pancakes, and French toast.
Bagels.
My bagel guys are good. But yeah, I love this place. It's my hometown. Obviously, there's a lot of good things going on around here, and looking forward to learning everybody's names and just getting back into playing good football.
Was it always a dream to play for the Jaguars as a kid at all?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, obviously, coming to the games and growing up as a fan and seeing all the good times and some of the bad times, it was obviously important for me to just fulfill my dream of playing in the NFL, and obviously had a great opportunity in New England and can't thank them enough, but happy to be here. You know, as a kid from Jacksonville, it's definitely a dream come true.
Mac, it's been reported that the Patriots went to you and said, would you want to go back to Jacksonville? Can you walk us through kind of that process?
Yeah, like I said, I have all the respect in the world for those guys up there. They're my first team, drafted me in the first round, can't thank them enough. And obviously we kind of just decided the mutual parting of ways was the best decision for both of us. And for me, it was just about moving on and getting back home, and I can't be more excited. And for them, it's about moving forward and turning the page. So really, that's kind of what we decided, and I think it's a great decision.
How do you reflect on your time there?
A lot of the great learning experiences. Learned from a great head coach, obviously one of the greatest of all time. Been fortunate to kind of work with some great head coaches and learned a lot, played a lot of games, started a lot of games, and obviously things went the way they did, and my goal is to kind of get the train back on the track. So I think I can do that here, and the coaches here have talked to me about that and just how I can help the room and how I can learn from Trevor and everybody here. And obviously he's playing great football, and he's done a great job here in Jacksonville. So I'm excited to get back with him and CJ and just learn from them.
The way everything kind of played out, regrets on, do you have any personal regrets on the way things worked out up there, or the way you handled it, or the way the Patriots handled it, or anything?
I think what I said earlier, just like the learning part of it, is just every experience is a good experience if you learn from it. So, you know, the games that we lost, the things that happened, obviously you don't ever want to lose. You want to win every game you play in. But I understand that's sometimes really hard to do in the NFL, and I don't have regrets. I feel like I put everything out there, gave a lot to that organization, and they gave a lot to me. So I'm going to do the same thing here in a good way and just be myself, be Mac, and learn from, like I said, Trevor and CJ and the coaches here that have a lot of offensive background. That'll be important for me, and that's a big reason why I felt like this is a good fit.
What do you like most about being home, being back home, other than the weather?
Yeah.
The obvious.
Honestly, I haven't spent as much time back here as I would like, so it feels good to be back and just going to Alabama. Then, you know, you get drafted up to the Northeast. It's a quick turnaround. You know how it is, and from there, life goes fast. So feels good to be back. I mean, obviously my parents live here and went to bowls and all that, so have a lot of, you know, friends around the area. But obviously my main focus is always going to be football. But it just feels good. My grandma's here. You know, she's never been to a game, so maybe we'll get her to a Jacksonville game to watch me. And I think that'll be awesome. So you never know what happens. So it's kind of full circle.
A relaunch for you? Is that what you look at this as, hey, I'm going to become a starter again at some point in the league somewhere?
Yeah, I think I always say be where my feet are, and this is a great opportunity for me, like I said, to learn from Coach Peterson and the staff that he's assembled here a few years ago, and Trevor and CJ and guys that have played a lot of football and played really well. So I'm going to do everything I can just to, like I said, get the train back on the tracks and get it moving in the right direction.
Coming into the league the same year as Trevor, is there any kind of relationship there the last couple of years?
Yeah, for sure. I've known Trevor really for a little bit of time here since high school, and we have a few mutual friends and stuff. So I've always kept up with him, have a lot of respect for his game, and I'm here to just learn from him, like I said. And he's obviously the captain, and he's a great player, and he's done a lot of good things here, and really I just want to win.
Did
Did you know anything about Doug Peterson before the trade?
Yeah, of course. I mean, Philadelphia and everything, and heard a lot of good things about him. And once again, there's some mutual connections there, whether that be where he played college football and things like that. So there's a lot of cool things there. And I think he's a great coach. His track record is great. He understands the game because he's held the ball before. You know, he's been back there. He's been on the ground looking up at the sky, right? So, I mean, he knows, right? And I think that's something that Trevor probably appreciates, is having a guy like that to be able to tell him, see the game how we see the game as quarterbacks. And it sounds like everybody works together here. And that was something that was encouraging to hear. Just it's a team effort and everyone's trying to win games.
Confidence in this league can be a fickle thing. How's yours? And do you still view yourself as a starting quarterback in the NFL?
Yeah, like I said, I think that's a great point. It's about confidence. It's about putting in the work and doing everything right that you can. And I felt like I did that, and I'm going to continue to do that. You know, the results may have been there some days and may have not been there the others, but I think the important part for me is sticking to that process like I've always done, and just trying to get back to that. But at the same time, just knowing my role, knowing where I'm at, excuse me, just understanding that this is a great spot for me in my hometown.
Does that put any more pressure on you, though, too, in being in the hometown at all?
No. If anything, it's less. It feels good, man. It's all good. And I feel like there's, like I said, they're building a good thing here. So I'm just going to come in and try and work and improve myself, and then obviously be a great teammate, put the team first, all those things.
Do you have a favorite memory from when you were playing at Bowles?
Yeah, I remember when we beat Reigns, like 60-20 maybe in the playoff game. That was great because they kind of had our number for a little bit. But I have a lot of respect and still talk to some of those guys that were on those teams. And obviously my head coach, Corky Rogers, is a legend around here, and rest his soul. But learned a lot from him, and those were just great times. High school football, there's nothing better.
So while everybody else is, the other new free agents are looking at houses and apartments, probably a unique experience for you right now.
Yeah, I do know the area good, and I don't think I'll be staying with my parents. So. Maybe, we'll see. But yeah, my mom's coming to pick me up in about 30 minutes. So. It's kind of nice when your mom can pick you up from work. So, but it'll be good, I think. Like I said, I'm just looking forward to meeting the guys and everyone. Like you said, they're all new here. Sounds like Gabe's obviously not from far down the road and stuff, so that's cool. And there's some Florida ties here and there, so it's a great state and a great city to be in.
Mac, is it hard to kind of press and sort of absorb everything over the last 3 or 4 years for you?
Yeah.
Do you have time to even do that at all?
Absolutely, yeah. I think, like I said, everything goes pretty quick, and you're in college, then you're getting drafted, then you're playing in games. And for me, it's all about the evaluation process after the season. What can I get better at? How can I improve? And I feel like I did that this year already, and went down to Texas and stayed in a sports barn for a month and just focused on football, just all football. What can I do better every day, you know, 5 days a week, you know, weekends, all that. Just how can I watch tape? What can I do better? And that's important to me, as it is with any player. They're trying to find what they can do better. So that's what I do every year. Cool. Thank you, guys.
Good to see you guys.